Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you and your small business. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. Ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. We have a poll question on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. And last week we asked this question. If the election were today, what, as you stand here right now, what would be, which party would you be more likely to vote for? And I'm going to tell you the answer that we got from that poll last week in a minute. I'm going to bring Bill Brandt back in. Bill is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, the president of Development Specialists Incorporated, and a Democrat operative of some critical mass, I might say. Bill, welcome back again. Thanks for being here. The polls.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Thanks. The polls are shading heavily, I mean, and for months now, and primarily because the independents seem to declare early.
Shading
it seems to
heavily?
Me.
Why don't you try avalanche?
You think it's going to be an avalanche? Well, let me say this. Is it going to be ugly?
The way it works in our business is this last weekend before the election, you always get a sense of where things are. And what I see over the weekend in the polling, the tracking polls that I'm privy to across a wide variety of states, indicates to me that it's going to be every bit as tough as the most pessimistic folks have suggested. There's going to be a couple of surprises. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to ask you about those surprises in a second. But I won't stick this.
But I mean, I think it's going to be a real bad night. All in all, the Democrats are going to get their butt kicked.
Well, our polls on our website, our unscientific poll, showed, and we don't know who these people are. We just give anybody who shows up the right to vote.
Mostly your family, isn't it?
Well, and my neighbors, exactly.
Okay.
And so, and my employees, they have to vote early.
Your
and often.
Your dog voted last election, I remember.
Three times, but no, 88% said they were going to vote Republican, and only 12% said Democrat. Now, that's, again, unscientific, but just an indication.
Well, Jim, your audience consists of small business owners, and this administration
God
has
bless
utterly
them,
failed
everyone.
Your audience. Your audience has been utterly failed by every policy of this administration.
That's right. That's
what
exactly
would you like
right.
me to just, you know, let
that's,
me argue that point. I can't. Just, you know,
you're right. So, right. All right. So let, here, the point I wanted to set up for was this is, you know, you're talking about this landslide that's going to happen. I'm going to ask you about some specifics in a minute. But a lot of people talk about whether Obama can do what Clinton did at the end of, after 94, and that's tacked to the middle. But I keep reminding them, look, Clinton is a Southern Democrat. That's just a lighter shade of Republican. In many cases, he knew how to get to the middle. He'd lived there before. I don't think Barack Obama, God bless his heart, I don't think he knows how to get to the middle. I don't think he can do that. What do you think?
Well, we're going to find out. I think that one of the issues I've always had with President Obama is I think he's led, and I mean this in the kindest way, he led a charmed life. I mean, everything he touches has turned to gold. The path has always been paved for him.
Yeah.
And I think that in life in general, Jim, and you know this from your own, you know, episodes, that you are better for having tested things. When things don't go your way, the measure of who you are is how you deal with adversity.
Those are character tests.
I don't think that this president, maybe in his personal life with his family, but in terms of his political life and his business life, there hasn't been much adversity. Well, there's about to be. And so we're going to see what he's made of. And frankly, I want a ringside seat. I'm going to watch. I hope he is, like I would for any president, I hope he's measurably successful at it. God knows the country could use it. But we're about to find out the answer to your question in real time.
If you love politics, you got to be in heaven right now. Bill, talk to...
Well, that depends on the party you like. Some of us are looking at a bit of a singe between, you know.
talk to us about what you think the count's going to be.
But what I think that what's going to be
count in the House and the Senate? What do you think's
going to happen? I think that the Republicans will gain at least 5 dozen seats in the House. I'm looking at 60 seats. And it could be, based on the tracking polling I'm seeing over the weekend, it could be well than that, more than that. But I think 60 seats is you know, folks.
And they need they need 37.
Yeah, 37. Yeah. Folks, if you're over under betters because you follow Alabama and LSU, you know, don't kill me if it's 58. Don't kill me if it's 62. But 60 is a real good estimate.
Interesting.
You know, mean average estimate of where it's going to be.
This is one of the Democrat Party's political operatives saying this, folks. What about the Senate?
I think the Democrats hold the Senate. I think that they will win some that people don't expect them to do, and lose some that people expect they will win. In the end, I think they will lose, you know, the range is between 6 and 8. I would not be substantially surprised if they lose 9 seats.
Really?
But it's going to be, you know, in the 6 to 9 range.
Well, now, they have 41 right now, don't they?
They have more than 41. The Republicans have 41.
The Republicans have 41.
Right. Well, remember that as long as Joe Biden is the vice president, the tie goes.
Nine won't help them. But we got Ben Lighthorse Nelson. We got Lieberman. We got Lincoln.
Bernie Sanders. Don't forget Bernie Sanders.
Oh, we don't have to worry about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I think this is the way it goes. I think that it's effective control of the Senate. I'll phrase it that way, will remain in the Democratic hands.
Yeah.
Whether that's a tie goes to the runner with Biden, whether it's 8 seats, I don't see Barbara Boxer losing in California.
Wow.
I don't see that. I think she wins. I think that Patty Murray has more of a race than most people thought.
Interesting.
But I also think that Harry Reid surprisingly may pull it out.
You think he may win?
I think there's a 50-50 chance.
Interesting. Those would be
that sounds odd, but
those
would
be the exciting ones.
Pardon me?
Those will be the exciting ones to watch that night.
Oh, I think Pennsylvania and some of the others and Ohio, you know, the governorship in Ohio.
Quick break. Right back with Bill Brandt after these messages. More to come. Told you we'd have fun when Bill joined us.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.